everyone, welcome. My name is Blanca Delgado, and I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio App Center team. Today, we will be talking about our analytics offering within VS App Center. And so what is VS App Center? VS App Center offers you a wide variety of services that will help you during your app development cycle. We follow the philosophy of continuous everything. First of all, continuous integration and deployment with our build, test, and distribution services. Then, continuous monitoring and learning with cross-reporting and analytics. And last but not least, continuous engagement with our push notification service. So let's talk about the analytics service. With our VS App Center SDK, you can get out-of-the-box insights about your users. You can also understand more about your users' behavior and track the different custom events that they are taking in your app. On top of that, you can export all of your raw data into a couple of Azure services, and this will give you more flexibility on what you can do with your data. The VS App Center SDK supports a wide variety of platforms, from native support, iOS, Android, and UWP, all the way until React Native and Xamarin. The integration within your core is very simple, as you will see in our demo. Our SDK is modular, which means that you have a lot of flexibility when it comes to choosing what services you want to incorporate as part of your code. Also, our SDK is open source, so it's available on GitHub. You can continuously export all of your data into Azure services, in specific, two of them. First one being Application Insights. Application Insights gives you query capabilities. Also, you can filter all of your charts based on multiple dimensions, and you also get advanced analytics such as funnels and retention. The other services you can export your data to is Blob Storage, and this will give you programmatically access to your raw data, and you can build your favorite warehousing solution on top of it. And so with no more further ado, let's jump right into our demo. So what you're seeing right now is the App Center portal. In this case, I already created an app called Contoso Air, and it's a Xamarin iOS app. I want to start by showing you how easy it is to integrate the App Center SDK. You can see here that just with a few lines of code, you can integrate the SDK. You can also see here that this SDK is very modular. You can design to integrate only the Analytics SDK, only the Crashes SDK, only the Push SDK, or you can decide to integrate all of them. So it's really flexible and up to you. So once we have integrated the SDK, we can go to the Analytics tab and see what sort of insights we get out of the box. This is how the Analytics dashboard looks like. The first thing we see is the number of active users. This will help you understand how many users are actually using your app. You get the information for daily, weekly, and monthly. We also have information on sessions. You can learn how many sessions per user do I have and how long the sessions of my users are. This will help you understand if your users are staying in the app for a long time or just kind of opening it and closing it, so for a shorter time. You also get information about the top devices being used. This will help you prioritize what devices you want to test on, for example, using our test cloud services within App Center. You also get information about the OS distribution. Other information you get out of the box is countries and languages. Countries might help you decide whether you want to do a marketing campaign in a country or not. And languages can help you decide things like, do I want to translate my app into this other language? Last but not least, you get information about how many devices per version do I have. And so this will help you understand if your users are adapting your latest version or not. And if they're not, maybe you want to use our push notification services to notify them about this new app version available. Note that all of this dashboard can be filtered by app version as well as time range, from 7 days all the way to 90 days. Now I'm going to move into the events. Events will allow you to understand the interaction of your users with your app, what sort of actions they're taking. So here we already log a list of custom events. For each event, you get information about count, which means how many times this event was triggered, how many users actually triggered the event, as well as how many times per user this happened. If I click into one of these events, so for example, C-Room event, I will get this information a long time. So if I'm looking at the last 30 days, I will get how this changed over the last 30 days. Interestingly, if I go to, for example, the event called Book Room, I can also get properties. So event properties will help you understand more about the event, will give you more context. So for example, it will help you understand my user clicked into Book a Room, but where did they come from? What was their origin? So I can log that as properties. And so this will help me understand what is the most popular or the most successful way for users to book a room. Also, I want to show you what Logflow is. Logflow will show you the incoming logs in real time. So this will help you understand if your SDK was integrated in the right way. The next feature I want to show you, and I've talked about before, is the continuous export to Azure services. So if I go to the settings tab in this app, and I go to the section that says export, I see here that I can set up exports to either Blob Storage or Application Insights. For this app and for this demo, we'll be showing the export to Application Insights. So for that, let me go right into the Azure portal and show you how the Application Insights resource looks like for App Center. We can look at our users, for example. We can look at the different events that we were seeing in App Center. Application Insights also offers you the capability of filtering your graphs farther down. So I can add here several dimensions. So for example, I could tell you, give me all your users that are in a specific device. So for example, I want to select all the users that are in iPhone 5S. Also, I can select, let's say another rule would be the OS version. And I can say OS version equal to 10.2.1. And so all this, once I apply, all of these graphs adapt for these specific conditions. And so this can really help you drill down into your graphs. Another thing I want to show you is funnels. Application Insights offer you funnels. And so by using the events that we logged in App Center, you can create different funnels. So for example, here, I already have a funnel that I created before, and I can see all the users that follow this specific set of actions. The first one being CI suggestion, we have 3.1K users, and then we understand how many of these actually book a trip. The last thing I want to show is how Application Insights also offers retention. So you can understand if your users are actually staying in your app after they install it. As I mentioned before, Application Insights also offers you query capabilities. So for example, here, I already have a query that I created before. It will show me, organized by device type, how many people actually triggered the event C suggestion, and also with devices that had English language set. Once I get these results, I can also export it to, for example, Power BI, and this will allow you to create custom dashboards. I hope you enjoy our demo, and now have a more clear idea on how Visual Studio App Center Analytics can help you learn more about your users and their behavior. So you can go sign up on VS App Center today. You can also review all our documentation. We have documentation on SDKs, as well as all our offerings. And don't forget to check out other talks on VS App Center on Channel 9 and Microsoft Virtual Academy. Thank you so much for watching.